AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. The Iran war is nearly 3 weeks old, but there are no signs of it ending. Israel strikes Tehran as Iranian drones target Gulf nations.
Iran's war with Israel has spread across the Gulf, raising fresh fears about global oil supplies. On Friday, Kuwait said Iranian drones struck the Mina al-Almadi refinery in two waves and sparked a fire, and Dubai reported heavy explosions as air defenses intercepted incoming fire. Then Bahrain, shrapnel from an intercepted projectile set a warehouse ablaze. Saudi Arabia also reported shooting down drones. For its part, Israel says it started new strikes on Iran, and people in Israel heard sirens. Oil prices surged, and Iran's tightened pressure on shipping through Hormuz. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
World shares have been mixed following losses on Wall Street, and oil prices have fallen back to around $108 a barrel after briefly surging to about $119 a barrel on Thursday. The family of a boy in a bunny hat detained with his father has had their asylum claim denied.
An immigration judge has denied the asylum claim of Liam Conejo Ramos's family, and their lawyer says they've been ordered deported to Ecuador. Liam is the 5-year-old who was photographed in a blue bunny hat as federal agents detained him and his father, Adrian, during the Trump administration's immigration crackdown in Minneapolis in January. They were held for 10 days in a Texas detention center before a different judge ordered that they be released. The family's lawyer says Liam is back in his suburban Minneapolis school, and the family will appeal the decision. I'm Ben Thomas.
A daunting stream of testimony and documentation has been presented in a New Mexico case that explores what Meta knew about the effects of its platforms on children. This is AP News. Soccer's governing body is cracking down on Israel, but is stopping short of banning the nation.
FIFA has fined the Israeli Soccer Federation for breaching anti-discrimination regulations, but it took no action on a Palestinian request to suspend Israel from global soccer for allowing clubs based in West Bank settlements. FIFA President Gianni Infantino also further dampened Iran's attempts to move its World Cup matches from the United States to Mexico, saying global soccer's governing body wants the tournament, quote, to go ahead as scheduled. Infantino reiterated FIFA is not moving forward toward granting Iranian requests to move the team's 3 World Cup group games in June from the U.S. to Mexico. I'm Gethin Coolball.
March Madness has arrived with a bang. On Thursday, High Point, a 12th seed, upset 5th-seeded Wisconsin, and VCU surprised 6th-seeded North Carolina. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.